There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Petesim Beis. Very interesting Gemara. Darash Rabbi might have said, "L'chuna b'nivach yemar Hashem, l'chuna b'yuna mi b'yale." So what's l'chuna? Yemar Hashem, amar Hashem mi b'yale. So that's the love of Yemer Lehem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Lechuna, Eitz, Labo, Zechem, Yechichu, Eschem. Let's go to your Ovis, and they're going to give you Musar. So they said, who should we go to? Etzamini, Elech, Eitz, Lab, Rama, Shamar, Teloi, Yedoy, Teda, Bela, Bik, Shu, Rachim, Eleinu, Yitzchok, Shabir, Chaz, Esav, Varkash, Tarid, Bela, Bik, Shu, Rachim, Eleinu, Yaakov. Okay, so you're going to come to me. Amr Shmuel Nachman and Rabbi Yonasan Maudik Siv Ki Ato Avinu Ki Avram Lo Yodanu V'Yisrael Lo Yakirenu Ato Hashem Avinu Goralenu Me'olam Shemecho. Okay, Avram doesn't know us. Yisrael is not makir us. Yaakov is not makir us. You're the Av. Nasalav Yemer Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram Benecha Chatu Paisel Did Chatoyim. Amr the Father Baruch Shalom Yimachol Kidush Shemecho. Fine. So let destroy them. Makedesh Hashem. The Avraham Avinu says, destroy them. Okay, Omar, so the Russian says back, Omar, Amar led the Yaakov, the Abel Targil Lubadim. You know, I'm gonna go to Yaakov instead, because he raised the children. He had the Targil Lubadim, he'll be made more Rachim. After the boy, Rachim Elah. The Russian wanted that they should daven. Avraham says, destroy them. So Russian says to Yaakov, "Benecha chatu." Amar the Russian, "Let me make a kiddush shemecha." Amar, the Russian says, "Lo besabi time, but lo bedarik yetsa." The old people, they don't get it. Young ones, not so smart either. Okay, let's try Yitzchok. Amar lo Yitzchok, "Benecha chatu." Amar the Fana, "Rabbi Shalom, banai v'lo benecha." My children, you're also your children. What are you blaming me for? You're blaming me. They're your children. You have responsibility for them. Let's talk about the bearers, like these terrible bearers. Let's talk about it. A person lives 70 years. The first 20 years, you don't get archim. You have 50 left. You have night time. You can't do how many bad things you do at night time in the good old days when there wasn't artificial light. Nighttime you went to bed. So that takes out 25. So you left for 25 years. They'll tell this story, Palga, the Tsluyi, Umecho, the Besakise. So you know what? So 12 and a half, you're busy, that's davening, that's eating, the Besakise. Poshul Tarti Sori Palga. So that the out of the 70 years, the Atzamais is 12 and a half years of Averis. So you know what? So imatos sevel is kulam mutav. If you can handle the whole thing, Bereshalom, fine. Vimlav pagalai pagalecha. We'll split it. Vimtaber kulam alai. And if I have to do the whole thing, hakrivus nafshi kamoch. I'm willing to do it. Pasuk Bamar Kaiso says atovinu. You Yitzchak, you're the one who gets it. Amalam Yitzchak ashtem akalsili kelsel kadosh baruch hu. So say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the end of the pasuk. And Hashem Avinu Garleinu Me'olam Shemef. So the Gemara's the Pella that Avraham Avinu says Yimachol Kiddush Shemecha. Yaakov says Yimachol Kiddush Shemecha. Avraham Avinu's Midas Hakesed. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Rachamim. They say destruction. Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. He says no. The Shkin Kersa Maisas. It's only 20. Not 50, 7 years. It's 50 years. It's only 25, it's only 12 and a half, let's split it. Anyway, it's not mine, it's yours. Like, the Midas HaDin is saying this. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who wanted to give the brachos to Esav. And the Mora says before that the Kleisa was not so happy about that, they wanted to give the brachos to Esav. Different before Shem learned that Yitzchak Avinu didn't make a mistake and not understand who Esav was. He knew who Esav was. He knew who Yaakov was also. He understood that Yaakov was the Ishtam Yeshua Yolim. But he hoped that Esav, by having a relationship with Yaakov, would be able to turn out well, good as well. It'd be a Yisachar Zvulun type of relationship. It was a hope. Midas Hadin? Hope? Midas Hadin? Says Shurim talks about Midas Hadin, Alpi Midas Hadin, the Oimek Hadin, different question. The union of Dan Lechavschus. So Dan Lechavschus, you know, so the person comes late. You say, you know, why did he come late? Mustam, there's a good reason why he came late. Dan Lechavschus. You know, probably his car broke down, and he called AAA, and on the way, the AAA guy got into an accident himself, and maybe he couldn't make it in time. You know, like, you know, that's probably what happened. Right. And what they say, Reb Chaim Reuser one time said, you know, everything in the world has to have a purpose. Shut the door. Everything in the world has to have a purpose. Right? So, why is a krumah cup? What's the purpose of a krumah cup? And some people, he taught them a learning question, like, you know, the cup is like, mom, it's krum. Why do we should create krumah cups? He says, tadan l'chavsus. Everything in the world has to have a purpose. The krumah cup is, you know, like, you know, probably the reason why, you know, they invited everybody in the whole block, but not you, to the chasna, is because the dog ate the thing on the way, you know, because, you know, that's what happened. So he's not on the chavsus, he really meant to invite you also. I hasn't spoken to you in the last 6 months. You know, also not, you know, okay, but stop it, that's why. It's krum. Okay? Dan l'chavsus. Even the word dan l'chavsus is a shikol, interesting lashon. You dan him l'chavsus. It's a din. But what's the makor for the dan l'chavsus? It's a gemara in Shavuot says, b'tzeret tish par amisecha. That's it. One of the pshat in the gemara is, it teaches you should dan l'chavsus. So let's touch the pasuk. B'tzeret tish par amisecha. What does the word tzeret mean? In lashon of Torah, what does the word tzeddik mean? Tzeddik means that it's right. We talk about a person who's righteous as a tzaddik. Righteous, we think it means he's a group. Righteous doesn't mean he's righteous. He's like extraordinary. That's chassid. Righteous means he does the right thing. That's it. The pasuk says that they go to a din, and he'd stick with the tzaddik. Rishi is a rasha. So the one who is right is called the tzaddik. One who's wrong is called the rasha. Rashi says one place, the Lashon Rasha means you missed the mark. The Rasha is the guy who gets it wrong, and the Tzaddik is the guy who gets it right. Congrats to Maisa. I had a cute Maisa once. 1976, I was by a Siyum Mishnayis Shas, a chaver of mine's brother mate, and it was a family Suda, and then Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky came to join for the Siyum at the end. So I said, Sir Yaakov, after the Siyum, he said a Hadron. Lashon says, oh, Yibarsha is Manchel called Tzaddik with Tzaddik. So what Tzaddik with Tzaddik means? Tzaddik with Tzaddik means the one who's right. So the Torah says, Yalta says over there, why is this Mishnah at the end of the Shas? Because Baruch Hu gives every Tzaddik with Tzaddik Shai Olomis. Says, listen, we got a lot of Shas. There's Oysim, there's Matirim, there's Pachim and Mechayvim, and there's Mesakim. There's all these different tenoyim. So the one we pass on like gets more scar. So the Mishnah, the Chol Tzaddik, everybody gets the same scar. The Chol Tzaddik Mitzaddik, whether they pass like you or not, doesn't make a difference. So he shtelled, what's the Lashon of Tzaddik? The Chol Tana Batana. Right? Tzaddik means that he's right. You're telling me the reason we're saying the whole Shekel Torah to tell you, even when I pass like him, he still gets scar. Means he's not right. The word Tzaddik means right. He says the Moshel, so he gave like a Moshel. He says, imagine there'd be a Din Torah between him and the Satmar Rav. Satmar Rav was a Mishunah the Katzadik. It was known as Mishunah the Katzadik, you know, holy man. And I would win the Din Torah. So that Din Torah, Ich will get them the Tzadik, and the Satmar Rav will get them the Rasha. Right? The one who wins is the Tzadik, the one who loses is the Rasha. He's wrong. That's what Rasha means. He's wrong. So that Din Torah, I'd be the Tzadik, and the Satmar Rav would be the Rasha. And he started giggling. Right? That was Rabbi Yaakov, that was his, like, you know. V'tzedek tishvara misecha. But tzedek tishvar amisecha, judge him correctly means l'chavzchus. Judge him correctly means l'chavzchus. Why is l'chavzchus correctly? We tell you that the pshat is that l'chavzchus means you come up with the most wild scenario, how it might have happened, to explain why in the world the fellow did whatever he did to you. He didn't really mean it because that's called tzedek. So we have Yaakov Avinu was the Midas Hadin. It was the one who was melamed tzchus and Klal Yisrael. We have Yaakov Avinu, we have Yitzchak Avinu, who's the Midas Adin, is the one who's Malam Eschus and Klal Yisrael. We have Yitzchak Avinu, who's the one who's trying to see the good in Esav. And we have Dan L'chav Eschus, Din L'chav Eschus, Kutzedek Tishon HaMisecha, because B'tzedek. So Morel says in this Gemara, do we have a mistake? Now, this is true, that the Rambam says that when the Baruch Hashem makes a judgment on a person, a din, he looks at all of the repercussions of what you've done. So every person has tremendous impact. So a person comes on time to davening, other people come on time to davening. A person doesn't come on time to davening, other people won't come on time to davening. I don't live in a vacuum. I live as part of a greater tzibur. Person's careful lashon hara, other people careful lashon hara. If not. So I'm not careful, so careful lashon hara. So now somebody else learns from me not to be careful lashon hara. He says something which damages somebody tremendously, and that person becomes so depressed that he ends up having shalom bias problem. And Mela, his kid gets divorced. Mela, his kids grow up with being from a divorced family, and they have a lot of problems. Mela, it's all my responsibility. That's all Mekad did, Rambam said. Everything that you cause is all part of the did. That's pretty heavy. So the Brahman says that only Kadosh Baruch Hu can judge, because he knows all the repercussions of everything that you're doing. So that sounds scary. And it is. There's another part to din also. The Rosh takes everything into consideration. Why am I the way I am? Why do I have problems with lashon hara? Why do I have this issue? Because the Torah says, I'm sorry, tough luck. To be perfect, Hatzar told me, he called the Rosh of Mishpat, Kelem Anove Novel Tzadik V'yashar Hu, means that every single detail is perfect. So Russia takes into consideration the fact that, well, my mother had a problem, and my tante, and my Zayda, and my cousin, and that's all. Excuse me, you're an adult, take responsibility for your actions. Yeah, but the mice, there's influences. There's considerations as well. So din, midas din is machayev to see the whole picture. Otherwise, it's not perfect. Right? Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachtov. The Russian makes a mishpat, and it's tzadku yachtov, it's tzedek. What do you mean it's tzadku yachtov? So this person, he does a criminal act, should he go to jail? So the decision is made down here in court, but it's made in Shemaim also. There's a decision in Shemaim, should he go to jail? Well, it's going to affect his wife and his kids and his sister and his brother and his mother and his father. And the court down here, you can't take that into consideration. You judge the person and that's it. But in the Beth and Shomala, the impact and everything which is being impacted is considered before the judgment is given. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachtov, they're tzedek yachtov together with everything that's going to affect. So the three elements to the din, that the true din looks at all the repercussions of what you're doing, and you're held responsible for that. The din requires that it should be perfect for every person who's affected by it, that they should deserve that as well. And all the considerations which are necessarily taken into consideration are also considered as well. Dan L'chavsus means you never see a real picture. You never see a full picture. Dan L'chavsus doesn't mean that you come up with this wild scenario. Dan L'chavsus means that we're honest enough to know that we don't know the whole story. And even if it's true that person did say lashon hara about me, maybe he has a tie on me. That's why he did it. There's more to the story. Well, but it doesn't make it mutter. It's still an aveira. That's in him and his creator. But vis-a-vis me, I know that there's more to the story. Dan l'chavsus means it's not crazy. It means that the humility to understand that there's a big picture out there, and there's a lot of things which cause things. And that's the tzedek tishpat amisach. There's a true reality which is way beyond, and we have to. Everything affects a person. His nature, his nurture, what his parents are like, what his minas are like. Some people are more calm people. Some people have difficulty. They get angry more easily. He has an older brother who has some real issues. So maybe that affected him. He had some good experiences in school. He had bad experiences in school. Everything is part of the consideration of the person. Everything is, the person is defined by many, many things. Yitzchak Avinu is the midas adin. Yitzchak Avinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, din is mechayev that you cannot destroy Klal Yisrael. Because Benecha, when the Klal Yisrael said Nasa Nishma, means Klal Yisrael said we're committed to do the right thing no matter what. That's what Nasa Nishma means. We don't have to understand it. We're committing to do that. They are mevatel themselves to you. And they're mevatel themselves to you, they became yours. So it means deep down, the root of Klal Yisrael is still good. That has to be taken into consideration of any decision which is going to be made. You cannot destroy Klal Yisrael. Because deep down, they're good. On the surface, there's a lot of problems with Klal Yisrael. But if you do judge that, you're not judging the full picture. And that's not din. That's not emes. That's not tzedek. So only Yitzchak Avinu, who has the midas hadin, which says that everything has to be taken into consideration, which has tremendous repercussions sometimes for responsibility, but it also means there's tremendous repercussions for judging a person mercifully. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who says that maybe we can salvage an Esav, because there's something good in an Esav. Because if you don't do that, you don't give him that opportunity, what you're saying is that you are not being fair to every single part of his being. Sometimes the biggest person you have to down the chavsus is yourself. I have difficulty learning. I have difficulty davening. I have difficulty being nice to people. I wish I was just an easier person. I wish I wasn't such an angry person. I wish I wouldn't react so strongly. I wish. Why can't I just be like so-and-so? He's just so more geschmack to be with. You know, everybody likes him. He's so pleasant to be with. And I have a temper issue. So we get down on ourselves. There's a book, Appreciating People, Including Yourself. That's the name of the title of the book. That's not an endorsement of the book. That would make that clear. I don't agree with everything it says over there in the book. But the point of the book is based on modern psychology, that there are four main personality types, and there's 16 subtypes, and then there's, you know, 72 subtypes, you know. And by the time you figure out what type of person you are, you understand why you do these things. That's the theory, right? It doesn't mean that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life, you know, saying, okay, I'm an A, B, C, E, X, Y, Z, therefore I can do whatever I want, right? It means you have to work on yourself, but you have to recognize that, cut yourself some slack. Yeah, I have difficulty. We sometimes think that learning Musar it's thin. It's pashut, you know, the purpose of Musar is that mirror which tells you how bad you are. You know, it's a mirror that you go to it shows you all the warts on your face. So, you know, there's a mirror which like make everything look nice and smooth and, you know, everything's wonderful, you look gorgeous, you know. There's a mirror which pashut magnifies the cavities, you know, so you can fix up all. But what's the purpose of that mirror? Like, it's called a beauty mirror. It magnifies all the warts, all the different, you know, all the acne in your face. So you can fix it. The purpose of it is not to magnify, to make it say different. You know, I'm an ugly person and run out of the room crying your heart out. Like, you know, you pay all this extra money to have this mirror, which its goal is to say, mirror, mirror, who on the wall, who's the worst, ugliest of them all, me, you know, like, that's not the purpose of a mirror. The purpose of the mirror is to help you realize what a problem and then fix them. So Musar is the mirror which helps you fix something. The problem is we don't know how to fix things, and it's difficult to fix things. It's a lot of work to fix things. So, you know, we'd rather not look in the mirror because it's very uncomfortable to look in the mirror. And we look at the mirror, Musar is horrible. Because it makes you look at the mirror and see how bad you are. Rav Loba has something called a Musar clock. Drawing the shape of a clock. There's 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Numbers on the side. He says when you draw a Musar clock, you have to sit and draw your Musar clock. Your Musar clock is, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Your strengths you put on the top, and your greatest weakness you put on the bottom, and you put everything in the middle. So you get a full picture of who you are. There's a quote sitting on our fridge at home that somebody shared with my wife. He says, a person who doesn't know what his concerns are is like a person going to battle and not knowing who his enemy is. A person who doesn't know what his strengths are is a person going to war who doesn't know who his soldiers are. How can you fight? So Donner Selfs Chaschus means not, you know, to make this picture which is false. It's mitzeret hishvat amizach. It's judging ourselves and understanding who we really are, all of our strengths, and where our weaknesses are, and maybe understanding where the weaknesses came from, and why I shouldn't be down on myself, the fact that I have this weakness. But that doesn't mean you have to therefore live with it the rest of your life. That just means that it's not your fault. But not your fault doesn't mean you must continue it. I heard somebody said an interesting moshul. This is a person goes on Shabbos, can't take the elevator, take the stairs, goes to visit somebody on the 12th floor. Way back, two people walking together, one of them trips to the top of the stairs on the 12th floor. It falls down the first flight of stairs. Bump, bump, bump. Bruise up, etc. a little bit. So you get to the next flight of stairs, and the person who fell down the first flight throws himself down the second flight. I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I fell once already. Might as well just keep falling. Right? Not very intelligent. That's what we do, you know. I have problems with davening. You know, I forget. I give up. I can't fix davening. That's what I am. I blow davening. I have difficulty learning. It's hard for me to learn. You know what? Forget. I give up. That's the way I am. I've been on the chavis. You know, so I fell once. You know, let's just keep doing it again. Like all the way down all 12 flights of stairs down to the bottom. You fell once. Okay, now what? So I'm this. You know, I have this label on me. I wrote that. No, I have this label on me. Says, you know, I'm this horrible person. I'm a voter. Like, I have a label on me. I voted once. That doesn't define me the rest of my life, you know. Yisavino says to Kodesh Baruch, he says, Banai v'lo banecha. Yerushalayim, Klal Yisrael is yours. Means deep down in the root of every single member of Klal Yisrael, there is such a wellspring of toiv. And each person is given a different purpose and function in life. So one person, his function in life is smooth sailing. He has other things he has to accomplish. So he doesn't need to grapple with all of his midas roles because he needs to accomplish other things. One person, his goal in life, his purpose in life is to overcome his midas roles and deal with them. You know what? And that means ups and downs. I mentioned to you before that they did this fascinating study in the stock market. If a person bought a stock from a company and held the stock for 10 years, from the year 1900 to the year 2000, a person bought a stock in any company and held the stock for 10 years. Bought it in 1900 till 1910, 1901 to 1911, 1920 to 1930, 1920 to 1930, 1925 to 1935. Any 10-year period, unless the company went bankrupt, the value of the stock went up. Means including the great stock market crash in 1929. Now, if you bought it the day before the crash, you sold it after the crash, you lost a lot of money. You held it for 10 years, the value of the stock went up. Now, it was a wild ride. It went up, it went down, It's not smooth, you know, this smooth trajectory up into heaven. There was ups and there was downs. But if you hold on to something and you believe in it, eventually it'll get higher. It'll get better. And you can go up and go down and go down and down and down. You're like, you freak out and you sell out. That's life. That's relationships. Personally, you know, in my relationship with somebody, you just push it. I hit a major bump. How long have you been involved with this person? 5, 10 years. You know, but it really went horrible. I can't deal with them anymore. So you just threw away 5 years of relationship because one time it went bad? It's not intelligent. So, okay, so there was a bump. It went down. It went up and up and up and up and now it went down. The more it goes up, you say, oh, wait. So, you know, you have expectations. So therefore, when they're lost, it hurts even more. Okay, it hurts. It hurts a lot. But now what? Don't come up on it. I was working. I made a Kabbalah Yom in the Royim, and I, you know, Mamash, it went good for, you know, all of Tishrei and, you know, Cheshvan, and now I'm holding by, you know, half of the Kislev, and I blew it. Mamash, I can't do these things. I can't hold on to my Kabbalahs. You held on to the Kabbalah for 2.5 months. Because it went no good, and you give up? Because I fell down one flight of stairs, I keep falling down all the flights of stairs? There's more to the story. The Danach Avsus, the Betzeret Hishwan HaMisecha, the Midas HaDin, is Mechayev that we have Toiv in our reality. And there's a lot of good there. And don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, as the saying goes. So maybe the Gemara before, the Gemara says, a little bit sabi time, a little bit arikaita. The Gemara says, the challenge of a darikaita means a young man. They see world, they're used to a very quick reaction time in the world. To see things over a period of time, to see that there's a bigger picture and there's more to the story, needs perspective. I don't have perspective. My whole life experience, you know, the first few years, I mean, you don't really cop too much, you know. The guy's, you know, he's 20 years old, so he had a lot of life experience. I mean, till he's 15, 16, he didn't really cop what life is. So he has all 4 years of life experience. So it doesn't work like that. You understand? There's a bigger picture, and give it time, and give yourself time, give yourself space. Believe that you can do it. If there's ups and there's downs, and eventually you'll get there. How do I know? 10 years on the stocks. 10 years. So Dardiki don't have Eitzah. They don't see it correctly, because they're not seeing the full picture. Yisravino sees the full picture. Because the Midas HaDin is Mechayev, that there's more to the story. It's not emes, it's not true, unless you see a full picture. Full picture means time, it means understanding, it means recognizing impact, it means recognizing the reasons, it means, and that from that vantage point, you can start dealing with something. It also means recognizing the deep, deep town of Klal Yisrael. So when we are willing to, that the root of Klal Yisrael is Toiv. Labasabi Taima, you know, there's a point in a person's life where they've accomplished so much, they don't remember what it was like, how hard it was. They're not grappling anymore. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin. The halacha is that a person who doesn't have children can't sit in the Sanhedrin. A person who is an elderly person, even if he had children, cannot sit in the Sanhedrin, because part of being a Sanhedrin is midas harachamim. You have to try and down the person, the tzad, to be shvi potter. And a person who has children sees all of the issues people grapple with, because he's dealing with the teenagers, you know, like, you know, you see all the frustrations and all of the challenges and the ups and the downs, and that person can don, you know, maybe there's more to the story. Even a person who had children, but, you know, it's been a long time, you know. Kids are great, you know, but they go to visit their Alta Zeta, you know, like, you know, I'll just say, you know, like 20 minutes, like after that, you know, they get my nerves. I you know, well, that's kids, you know, kids make noise, kids mess things up, kids break things, kids run around, they make a mess, you know, that's kids. I don't have patience for it anymore. I'm not in the world where I'm grappling with these things anymore. Yisovino is this whole Yisod is Minas Adin. He's constantly working. He's constantly avoider. He's constantly grappling. He knows what it means to grapple. He knows what it means to get it right. He knows what it means to get it wrong. That's Minas Adin, that you have to recognize that sometimes we get it wrong. That's okay. That's part of Din. Recognizing the emes is that sometimes people aren't perfect. So Yitzchak Avinu is the person who's able to be the paradigm for us to judge Esav. Maybe we can make him work. Minas Adin is machai of that. The Klai Yisrael deserves a second chance. Minas Adin is machai of that. That we deserve a second chance for ourselves, and we should be the judge of ourselves. We deserve a second chance. Emes is machai of that. Not just being nice, but emes is machai of that. I recorded, didn't record, so I'm going to ask you to. I took, for every reason, didn't. I,